Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a jacked-up kick weight layer from your own break, using resampling in Ableton Live 12, and we're aiming straight for that old-school jungle, early DNB energy. The big idea here is simple. We are not replacing the break, we're supporting it. Think of this layer like a support beam under the whole drum groove. It gives you more chest hit, more low-end authority, and a stronger sense of drive without losing the chopped, swinging identity that makes jungle feel alive in the first place. So if your break already has vibe, attitude, and motion, perfect. We're going to pull out one or two strong kick hits from inside it, shape them, print them as auto, and then place that printed layer back under the original break, so the whole thing lands harder in the mix. First, load your break into an audio track and zoom in on the waveform. You're looking for anchor kicks, not every kick in the loop, just 1 to 3 hits that feel solid, low, and usable. In jungle and old school DNB, character matters more than perfection, so don't get stuck hunting for some immaculate isolated sample. If the break has some hat spill or snare bleed, that's totally fine. We're after feel. A good starting tempo for this kind of groove is around 165 to 172 BPM. If you need to warp the break to fit, keep it as light as possible. If heavy warping starts killing the vibe, trust the break and edit around it instead of forcing it into a sterile grid. Once you've chosen the kick source, trim it down so you're mostly hearing the transient and the low body. Keep the tail short. You want punch, not a full wash of the whole break. If the hit is clean enough, you can even drag it into simpler and use it as a one-shot. Set simpler to classic mode, trigger it with gate, and keep the fade short so the edges stay smooth. Now we shape that source before we resample it. Keep the processing focused. We're not trying to make the final drum bus yet, we're just giving the kick source a stronger profile. A simple stock chain works really well here. EQ8, saturator, and then drum bus or glue compressor. Start with EQ8. If there's useless sub rumble, high pass gently around 20 to 30 Hz. If the hit feels boxy or cloudy, try a cut somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz. And if the kick needs a little more bite, you can nudge in a tiny boost around 2 to 5 kHz, but keep that subtle. We still want this to feel like a jungle kick, not a clicky modern house drum. Next, and saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. Try somewhere around 2 to 6 dB of drive, and turn soft clip on if you want the hit to feel a little denser and more controlled. Trim the output so you're not just making it louder by accident. Then add drum bus or glue compressor. If you use drum bus, keep the drive moderate, maybe 5 to 15%, and use transients to bring the front edge forward. If the hit is too spiky, glue compressor can help smooth it out. Go for a fast attack, medium release, and just a couple dB of gain reduction. The goal is weight, not flattening. Now comes the key step, resampling. Create a new audio track called something like Kick Weight Print, and set it to resample the source track. Arm it, hit record, and print a few versions if you can. Maybe one cleaner version, one dirtier version, and one shorter version. That's one of the big strengths of resampling. You commit the sound to audio, and that makes it easier to arrange, edit, and reuse later. After recording, trim the clip tightly and consolidate the best part. Label it clearly so you know what it is. Now you've got a dedicated kick weight sample built from your own break material. Next, place that printed layer underneath the original break in your arrangement. Line it up with the main kick transient. This is where your ears matter more than your eyes. Start by turning the layer down low, because if it's good, you should feel it before you really hear it. Usually, the kick weight layer wants to live somewhere around 12 to 18 dB below the break at first. Bring it up until the bottom end firms up, then stop. If the layer starts sounding like a second drum fighting the break, it's too loud. You can clean it up a little more if needed. Maybe add a gentle low pass or shelf to take the top off. Use utility to keep it mono, especially in the low end. That mono discipline matters a lot in DNB, because your bass and kick need to stay focused in the center. If the original break and the kick layer are canceling each other or feeling mushy, move the layer a few samples earlier or later. That tiny timing adjustment can create more punch than extra processing. Seriously, if the hit feels too polite, try moving it before you reach for another plugin. Now think like an arranger. This layer should not be on all the time. In a proper DNB arrangement, different sections need different energy states. Your intro might just use the main break, maybe with a filtered or very quiet version of the layer. The pre-drop can tease it in. The first drop can use the full kick weight layer. Then maybe you pull it out for a bar or two in an 8-bar variation, let the bass breathe in the breakdown, and bring it back harder for the second drop. That contrast is what makes the arrangement feel alive. If the kick weight is always full on, it stops feeling special. So use automation. Automate a filter, automate volume, automate a little extra drive in the second drop, or clip gain the first hit of a phrase to make the section feel like it's opening up. And don't forget the relationship with the bass. In Jungle and DNB, the kick often claims the front of the low-end envelope, and then the sub or res answers in the tail. If the kick and bass blur together, shorten the bass envelope, trim the kick decay, or carve a small pocket in the low end. Keep sub elements mono, and if you need sidechain compression, use it lightly and musically. A very important mindset here is this: the kick weight layer is a support beam, not a lead drum. If you can clearly hear it as a separate event, it's probably too loud or too bright. The best kick layers are the ones you miss when they're gone, but don't really notice on their own. Once the layer is stable, you can add a little character. Not too much, a touch of redux for a bit of lo-fi edge, a tiny amount of erosion for grit, or a subtle auto-filter movement for intro tension. If you want more aggression in the second drop, print a dirtier version of the same kick source, and swap it in later. Small changes can feel huge in DNB. A nice advanced move is to make a ghost weight version 2. That's a very low-level, filtered print that only appears on phrase starts or in breakdowns. It's a great way to keep the arrangement connected without making the whole mix denser. For a stronger second drop, try a two-stage approach: one clean print for the main drop, and one dirtier print for transitions or the final section. Or make one version a little shorter and one a little more open. That kind of contrast keeps the drums evolving without needing to rewrite the whole groove. When you think you're done, group the drums, put a light glue compressor on the drum bus if needed, and print a reference pass of the whole drum section. Then listen to it in context with the bass, pans, and atmospheres. That's where the real answer lies. A kick layer can sound amazing in solo and still fail in the full mix if it's too long, too wide, or too aggressive in the wrong frequency area. So keep checking the full arrangement. If the drums feel heavier without losing swing, you've got it. If the break still feels like the main identity, but the drop hits harder, that's the win. Quick recap. Choose one strong kick hit from a break. Shape it lightly with EQ, saturation, and compression. Resample it to audio. Layer it under the original break. Keep it tight, mono, and controlled. Use arrangement automation to bring it in and out by section. Always check it against the bass. For your practice exercise, try this. Load a break at 170 BPM, extract one kick hit, process and resample it, layer it under the break, and then make one variation for either a filtered intro or a dirtier second drop. Build an 8-bar loop, where the first half is lighter and the second half is heavier, then test it with a sub bass or a simple res. If it feels like the drop got bigger without losing that jungle swing, you've nailed the technique.